All right, I'd first like to ensure that we've all silenced our cell phones, and then I'd ask you to please help me welcome our 10-minute speaker, Kendall from Orchid. Woo! 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 Woo!
Hi, everyone. I'm Kendall, and I am an alcoholic. Hello. So let's start off. My sobriety date is January 6th of 2024. My home group is the Ghost to Any Length Wednesday women's meeting that my mom and I host in our home. And I have a lovely, wonderful sponsor who cares more about my sobriety than she does about my feelings. And that's exactly the type of person that I need to be working with me. Hold me accountable, girl. All right, so let's get into it. What it was like. I was that alcoholic that knew before I took a drink, I knew I had addictive tendencies and the personality traits of it. I come from two addict alcoholic parents, and so I was the person that swore I would never touch a drug or a drink in my life. I was doing really well with that till I was 18. Then life happened and I couldn't deal with the pains of life and growing up. And I turned to the only thing that I knew that worked. At least it worked for everyone else, so why wouldn't it work for me? My first drink that I ever took was alcoholically. I blacked out my first time ever drinking. From the progression of alcoholism, I was drinking every single day, blacking out every single day. Drugs came into play, and the only prayers I ever said were, "God, please help me not be so messed up." And then I would wake up and couldn't wait to do it all over again the exact next day. I was raised in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. My mother is in recovery also, so since I was a little girl, I grew up in these rooms. I knew of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I always thought if I ever got that bad, I would know where to go. That's not what happened. When I got that bad, I thought Alcoholics Anonymous wouldn't work for me. I thought that I was beyond saving, and what makes me truly an alcoholic is I drink not to feel like most of us do. I drink to escape the world, to not be present. And in all honesty, I was hoping that my addiction and my alcoholism would kill me. That it was my goal when I drank. And every single time I drank and drug to excess, and I woke up safely in my bed, and I, for the life of me, could not understand like why I was waking up and why it wasn't killing me. Little did I know, I had God working in my life and I didn't even have the guts to believe in Him. And the only reason I did not have a belief in God was because of my addiction and my alcoholism. Every time I picked up something, it pushed me further and further away from God. What happened? So I used and I drank from the age of 18 to 26. So 8 years of my life, every single day of my life. And I was pretty much on an 8-year constant bender. Like I never took a day off. It was just constant. Everything, all those yes that people talk about, every single one of those happened to me. I have two active DUI crashes on my record. Because of God, I walked away with minimal injuries and no one else was hurt. But that didn't stop me from testing my luck. I continued to drink the same way that I was drinking. I went on house arrest to stay out of jail because of how excessive my DUIs were, because of how high my blood alcohol content was. And I had no intentions of stopping. I was still set on, please just take me out of this world so I don't have to feel I don't want to be here anymore. And I just used in hopes that one day that would happen to me, and I just could not comprehend why it wasn't happening to me. So of course I drink and use for all the wrong reasons, and our book talks about that incomprehensible demoralization, and of course drink more because of all the wreckage that I caused in my life. Never once did I look at myself to blame because I was perfect, or so I thought. I thought everyone around me had a problem. I didn't think I had a drinking problem. Everyone just had a problem with how much fun I was when I was drinking. You know, that was the issue. And towards the end of my drinking, so my last drunk, I don't remember much from it because, like I said, I was a drink to blackout drinker. I was a drink to forget, completely gone. But I remember that something in me shifted. I felt a feeling inside of me, and I knew that if I continued doing what I was doing, that I was going to die the next time I drank. And God willing, I was scared. For the first time in my life, I was actually scared that my alcoholism was gonna take me out, and I didn't want that to happen. I once again said, God help me, and God helped me. I still didn't have a belief in him yet, but I was granted with the gift of desperation. I was desperate, and I was willing to do absolutely anything to get sober. I went to my lovely mother, and I said, Mom, I concede to my innermost self that I'm an alcoholic. And I had never once in my life opened the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So that was once again God doing for me what I could not do for myself. From that moment, I have not looked back. I jumped full force into the program of recovery. I go to probably 6 meetings a week, and I made it my mission in life to put as much time and energy into my recovery as I did my drinking, because I would go to any lengths to get that next drink. So I go to any lengths for my recovery today. And that involves me going to a lot of meetings, staying very involved. I have to stay in the center of the herd. I have to have those commitments at those meetings. I have to be completely in the fellowship. And I am a firm believer that the fellowship is a big part of why I'm sober today. The fellowship taught me they loved me before I could love myself, and that's what I needed at the time. And it was God that brought me into these rooms, but it was the rooms that brought me back to my belief in God. And today, sobriety is the absolute best thing in my life. I would not change it for the world. I would not give it up for the world. And all the promises have come true in my life, but I have to do the work to make those promises come true. Oh, sorry guys, I'm very nervous, and I just looked at my mom and she just gave me a little time to sit there with me. But like I said, sobriety is the absolute best thing. And when I first came into this program, I thought that my life was over. I had no idea that my life was just beginning, and that it was only gonna continue to get better the more work and effort that I put into it. I'm a firm believer that you get what you put into your recovery. And I'm very, very thankful that I have some wonderful role models to look after, because they showed me the way to do it. And they were patient with me, and they helped me when I needed that help. And honestly, this fellowship has given me a family I did not know that I needed. I have a wonderful family, but the love and the support and the laughter and the honest friendships that I found in these rooms is a love like no other. And I just plan to continue with my sobriety, and I know that no matter how hard things get, there's absolutely nothing in this world that can take away my sobriety and my love for sobriety. And with God's will and me following his will for me and my willingness, he will never steer me wrong. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Kendall. One more. Yeah, okay.